Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways podcast text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to podcast texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit podcasttexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Here we are again. Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor. Like always, I'm with Daniel Tao. And this is episode number 41. And today, we have on the lead singer of the Boston hardcore legends, Vanna. And that person is Davey Muse. So that was, it was one hell of an interview. That's all I'm going to say about it. And we go into a lot of topics. And this was kind of funny. Because the way Dan edited this, you'd have no idea what happened beforehand, but I'm going to tell you what happened beforehand. During Warped Tour, Vanna was a little late coming in, and Dan got a little confused, thinking that it was Bradley from Amorosa, who we were supposed to interview, but didn't happen. Anyway, that was a long story. So anyways, when he came over, I'm like, you know what, Dan? I'll let you intro it. And he's like, yes, hey, it's Dan from Behind the Barricade, and we are with the lead singer of Amorosa, and my fucking face just, like, dropped. It's like, oh, no, what did you do? But thankfully, Davey was a good sport about it, and I'm glad that I took the microphone because I'm actually a huge fan of Vanna. Asked them questions that, you know, only fans of the band would know, instead of, like, one of those cheesy, okay, how long have you been on the tour for? Which Dan questioned, but sorry, Dan, you know I have to call you out on this shit. I'm just saying. But anyways, we're all on the social medias. Check us out there. We're also on Radio Kronos, RadioKronos.com, where we stream our latest episodes up there. Plus, we're on demand over there, so it's a great place to catch up. Also, they have a great list of podcasts, so glad to call them our brothers and sisters. I don't know if there's any girls on the show. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if there's any girls on that network. I'm sure there is, right? Gotta be. Come on, Radio Kronos. You're better than this. It's called... No, it's not diversity. Is it diversity? I don't know what the hell the term is. But anyways, Radio Kronos has it all. Great list of topics. Great list of podcasts. Go over there and check it out. That's RadioKronos.com. RadioKronos.com. So, hey, without further ado, here's Davey Muse of the band Vanna. Let's get it going.
We look a lot alike, and we're really good looking, and we're awesome dudes. So
you have similar t-shirts and a lot of tattoos.
We got similar everything.
Now, was that planned?
Yeah, just, you know, just life planned it together. We're just best friends.
You got tattoos yesterday and bought the same t-shirts.
We just did this all, yesterday. We did this all yesterday, yeah, absolutely.
So, Warped Tour, you ever been on it before?
Yeah, this is our fourth year, actually. So we've done 2010, 12, 14, and 16 now. So we're seniors this year, actually.
And is there any date on the tour that you're dreading or due to heat, weather?
Texas, and it's over. It's over. It's been done. It was not dreading because I don't love Texas. I love shows in Texas. Mm-hmm. I just don't like weather in Texas at all. I don't know how those people live there. You know, props to you guys. You're harder than I am, much harder. The shows were great, though, but it was really hot. There was, like, these unexpectedly hot days randomly. Mm-hmm. Like, Maryland yesterday was, like, I woke up and it was – I refreshed my weather app and I was like, oh no, that says 95 degrees at 8 a.m. That can't be right. But it was. Luckily, it rained and cooled off and it was great. So, yeah, I'm just not a big fan of heat unless I can jump in water.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are.
Some people love it, man. I don't get it. Some people live in Arizona and all that stuff. They love the heat. I live on the ocean, so I need to be able to just jump in the water if I'm hot. Mm-hmm. So I can't do that. I go a little crazy.
Now we're hearing that Vegas is a popular venue to not want to play at. Do you feel the same way because of the heat?
I feel like Vegas sucks only because it's hot, and then, of course, everyone's drinking and gambling and doing all that stuff and not really thinking so that – at nighttime, it's cool. You're having fun, and you're going crazy. In the morning, you wake up, and it's death. So I actually like Vegas because there's a lot of pools I can jump in. And if you get a hotel in Vegas, you can go to all the pools in the area and just go swimming anywhere you want. So I actually like Vegas. And then this year in Vegas, we're going to go out, and we're going to go on our day off. We're going to go hiking and, like, do, like, some proper, like, out-of-the-city stuff. I'm just outdoor stuff because that's, like, what we're all into. So we're going to skip the whole, like, you know, gambling all day sort of thing. I'm sure there'll be time later on in the day to do that, but we're going to try to go out and, like, there's a hot spring that we're going to go to and just enjoy nature as much as we can.
I know John is a big fan of Vegas. Any questions on Vegas?
Well, John loves Vegas. John's ruined his life a few times in Vegas. Tell him about it.
Yeah, you have no idea. Actually, I was just out there in April for the Manny Pacquiao fight.
Oh, how was that? Oh my God, you were out there for that?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Well, my friend actually has hookups out there. So I was out there for the Mayweather-Berto fight.
Oh, my God.
Out there for the Manny Pacquiao-Timothy Bradley fight.
So sick.
Actually, my Facebook profile picture is me with Timothy Bradley.
Wow.
I met him. Yeah.
That's sick. Awesome.
Yeah,
very
man.
Cool. That's the kind of Vegas I like. I like that. I like the star-studded, like, event type of stuff in Vegas. That's
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's right down there. Like, oh, Marky Mark. Fuck.
So cool. Love that. Love it. Yeah.
Now, is he like a Boston icon since you're also from Boston?
I think that he definitely, I feel like Marky Mark's a big success story. I think, you know, he's kind of done it all. He's music, acting, all that stuff. Big actor, great guy. Does a lot for the community too. Now he opened that restaurant with his family.
The
and
Wahlbergers?
Stuff. Yeah. So I think he's kind of, you know, you can kind of look at him as a cool, like a kid from the block who made it, you know, honestly, like a kid who honestly, like him and his brother both, like, just were dudes, that, like, just from the Boston
the other,
area.
Kid from the block.
Yeah, literally, an actual new kid on the block.
Yes.
No, just like kids that made it out, which is cool. You know, a real success story, I guess, yeah.
I hear you. Now, the last time I actually saw you guys live was my first time up at Worcester at the Palladium.
Oh, cool.
You're set at the Lost for Words
final
show.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Right. I've never seen an entire pit
as
big as that.
It was – that show was staggering, to say the least, man. You know, it was a big emotional night. A lot of friends and family there for Lost for Words, last one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just we went out there like it was our last one, too. And it was – man, the pictures don't even do it justice.
No.
Even the pictures look insane. I was able to walk from the stage – all the way out, like on people's hands and stuff, all the way out to like the middle of the crowd. It was just overwhelming. I couldn't even hear myself singing over the kids singing. It was, honestly, everyone always referenced that show too. Dude, everyone does.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was a great show.
Like, I've seen you guys open up for, I think, Our Last Night at School of Rock going back
a few years back. That was years ago. That was like one of my first tours in the band. Yeah. I remember, I miss School of Rock. I miss that place.
I know, they closed
that was
down.
It was a great place.
But, I was just talking with Against the Current. It was the only place where you saw Paramore on one day and then Every Time I Die played the next
night. Right, yeah. It was had a really cool vibe. I was bummed that place closed down so soon into my touring career, you know.
Actually, one of the last shows I saw there was A Day to Remember right before Homesick came out. So.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So I saw them on that tour in Portland, Maine.
Was that the For the Fallen Dreams tour?
I think so, yeah. Because he had just recorded that EP with For the Fallen Dreams to that guest spot, so they did that every night. So, yeah, I think it was that one.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
I saw Motionless in White there. Motionless in White, and in this moment, they played at a School of Rock.
Oh, really? Cool,
that's
man.
Going
yeah,
back.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's going real far back, yeah.
Jesus Christ. So what's up with all these Boston bands calling it quits? I mean, Lost for Words, Bane.
Yeah, I know. It's we were talking about the other day. There's not a lot of like bands from Boston anymore that are like touring and all that kind of stuff. Us in 4 years still going strong out yeah. here, and you know, Bane's been around for so long that it was time, I guess, for them to stop. Lost for Words, same thing. Like they've done it all. I mean, think about everything that they've done in a band. They've done everything you possibly could do in a band. They've done it. You know. And, you know, there's, like, lots of, like, you know, Lost Words, Bane, Therefore I Am, Maker. I mean, like, the list goes on of bands that are just kind of, like, have stopped doing stuff. But it's because they've done everything. They've yeah. done it all. They've done everything they wanted to accomplish. And they're forever in the history books of Absolutely. This genre and of Boston bands that have just crushed it out there, man. You'll never forget that, you yeah. know. So I think there's a lot of new bands from Boston. Mm-hmm. The Boston area that you're going to start seeing a lot more of very, very soon. I mean, Paris, oh, that yeah, band's Paris, from yeah. I mean, they're from the Boston area, from New
they
England.
They played that show too.
And they're killing it. They're the biggest band in the world right yeah. now. There's a lot of new bands coming out. I produce in the studio out there, so I get to see a lot of like newer bands popping up.
Nice. Anyone's come to mind?
Crisis AD. They're a band from Maine. They're like a, it's hard to really describe them, man. They're like they're a hardcore band, like kind of like Counterparts, but has like a very like hot water music sensibility to them.
Really?
Yeah, man,
wow.
They're cool. Very, very cool. It's a band called Villas out of New Hampshire. It's kind of like a groove metal, like Issues type band that has a girl fronted band, so she sings. She's
nice.
Incredible. Friday Night Lights is another band that comes to mind. Actor Observer, they just played main stage
yeah.
At Warped Tour. It's actually our brother, or Sean, our bassist brother's band.
Oh, okay.
They're
awesome.
Incredible.
I think we're scheduling an interview with them. So.
That'd be awesome, yeah. yeah. There's a lot of newer bands coming up, so I feel like there's a never-ending like list of bands from Boston that are good. It's just a matter of like getting out there and getting it done. So a lot of bands are coming up in the ranks, and it's really good to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And well, speaking of Boston bands, we have Vanna.
Here we are. Yeah.
Yes. You have just came out with a new album not too long ago.
Yep.
All Hell.
Yep.
How's the response with that?
I keep on saying to everybody, it's been overwhelming. The response from it is truly overwhelming. The amount of people that are buying our record, first of all,
yeah.
is like a staggering number of people, more than we've ever got to actually purchase a record. And kids, we've been selling it since day one on Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it came out about 2 weeks early with that. But the slow trickle in of like kids coming to our set singing the two new songs.
Yeah.
Now it's like as loud as at any of the other songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're going nuts over it. The internet's going crazy. I've seen the countless tweets and statuses and Instagrams about the record. It just... good to see that every time I turn my head somewhere, someone's talking about our record,
yeah.
and someone's listening to it, someone's saying how good it is. So it makes the few years of work that we put into this record really worth it.
Yeah, and you guys have been around the
yes,
block quite
yes.
a number of
and
times.
We're trying to be around and stay around.
Absolutely.
Now, you said that the album sales have been doing very well.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, says that the state of, you know, rock music is dead. What do you think sets you apart, and what was the reason for the album selling so well?
Oh, let's not get it confused. I think that the state of CD sales is dead. I think
yeah.
it's over.
Except for people like me and John, who actually support our bands and buy
right.
albums.
And the thing is that the industry has not caught up to technology. That streaming is amazing, but the industry has not come up with ways to have streaming count for you for your tour status. And I don't just to break it down real quick. I did a video. You can find it on our YouTube and my Instagram, explaining why it's important to buy bands' CDs first week, because those first week sales are going to dictate what you're going to do for the rest of your year. And as your CD sells throughout after your first week, it's like, think about it, like literally, let's break it down to what everyone's going to understand. Think about it like a Pokemon, okay?
If Pokemon Go is popular.
Exactly. If you grab a Pokemon that has no experience points, but you really like the Pokemon, but has no experience points, has no status or anything, you're rarely going to use it, but you're going to keep it because you like it. Mm-hmm. But if you get one that has a ton of stats, you're going to use it as much as you can, because it's going to be very powerful. Same goes for bands. If you buy our records, the record sales, they add up. And don't think that we're going to collect any money off of this, because there's so many people that need to get paid before a band gets paid. And we know that signed up. We know what we signed up for. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. All we want is for you to buy it, not for, to get money, but because we want to go on tour. We want to get these tour offers. We want to be able to afford to get these better offers to come out to see you. Ultimately, we want you to buy our records so that we can come to your city and you can sing with us. That's literally, that's it. That's mm-hmm. the whole goal behind it. So yeah, like CD sales, everything is dead. Mm-hmm. But the industry hasn't caught up to it yet. Until that time, it's going to be important for you guys to still buy our records, mm-hmm. especially first week, because it really does actually count for something for us. Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that they're starting to take into account streaming for like Billboard charts and stuff like that, right?
They're starting, but it hasn't caught up for like tour stats yet. It'll get there. In the next 5 years, it'll get there. And then in 5 years, it'll change again and something else will happen. So the industry is constantly going to be behind whatever form of media a band has. So if they come up with a pre-order package and they say a band stops doing CDs, but they have download cards and vinyls, buy the download cards and vinyls. Yeah. Whatever they have to offer, buy that. I mean, we're selling our CD out here for $5. You can get on iTunes for $9. $9 is the cost of 2 lattes at Starbucks. Make coffee at your house twice a week and go buy a band's record.
Or just skip coffee.
Just skip coffee in general. Well, I don't know about skipping coffee. I don't know if everyone can skip coffee. But like, just go buy a band's record. We have a brand new record out. Omarosa has a brand new record out. Chelsea Grin has a record out. Silent Plan has a record out. Capsize has a record out. We all have these records out. We put them in time for Warped Tour. Just go buy them. That's it. Just go buy them. Because go buy them so that we then later on in the year, we can then come back to New Jersey and play shows with you guys.
Exactly. Now, speaking of that, any fall tour plans in the works? Or
we have a tour not announced yet, but it's in October, November, and we will be in New Jersey for sure. I've already confirmed dates for it. So I can't talk about it yet,
but
it's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. And then we'll be back in the Europe and UK with Beartooth in the wintertime.
Now, that's a band that just, holy shit.
Yeah, they've come. They kind of came out and have blown up, and you know, they've been our best friends since they've come out, and we're very proud of what they're doing. They're helping paving the way for music like us, which is really cool. And it's cool because they, you know, as they've gotten popular, mm-hmm. and they kind of broke almost like, you know, seemingly overnight, their music is incredible. The people in the band are incredible, and they just want to have fun. Yeah. So they do a tour, and they're like, we don't care about numbers. We don't care about what people and agents and all this other say. We want our friends to come on tour with us.
Yeah.
So they'll just take out whoever they want. So this is now it'll be our third tour at Beartooth now.
Wow. They just did a house tour not so long ago, right?
We did most of those dates with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was incredible, yes.
Oh, my God. Beartooth and Vanna in your house.
In your house.
Holy shit.
In your living room, man. Like, it was insane.
How many destroyed windows? How many destroyed furniture? They,
most of the windows were boarded up ahead of time.
Okay.
A few of the places were actually outside of the house. Some guy built an actual, like, he's a roadie for a bunch of bands. He has an actual stage he built. So it was quite the experience. That tour was cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, are we ever going to see a Vanna headlining house tour?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
If the demand is there, then
if the demand is there, we'll do it. I know we're going to be doing a headliner tour, and there's definitely off days. We've done house shows. We love doing house shows. Yeah. We did one on our last full U.S. tour, and it was insane. It was the craziest thing I've ever been. I mean, no one could move. Everyone was shoulder to shoulder just singing songs. So I love that stuff, man. It's great.
Exactly. See, you're a band that actually does it for the fans.
100%. That's all we're about. We're not about anything else. We don't have any stupid blow-up things on stage trying to trump up our who we are. We aren't fake with anybody. We treat everybody equally. Not just the fans mm-hmm. that are out here that support our band, but all the bands are on this tour. We're a community out here, and we are here for those bands to support those bands too. And it's sad when, you know, there are bands out there that aren't like that. But as far as Vanna goes, we will always be about the kids. Everything we do about the kids. If I go down there, I started this tour with a broken finger and road rash on my arm from an accident, and my band was like, maybe don't go down the crowd first day. I was like, whoop, right over the barricade. It's like, it's about them. It's for these kids. This is why we're doing this. And these kids give us the feedback and the energy to continue living our lives. So we have a great partnership out here with these kids and these other bands out here.
Yeah. All right, last question. I have to ask about the covers album. How did that whole thing come together, man?
It was kind of an accident. We drive around together all year round, and we listen. We're all like 90s kids, so we grew up in the 90s. Not born in the 90s like a lot of these kids.
Well, yes.
We're actually like grown in the 90s. And
we're the same way.
Right. So, yeah. And we just, you know, all these songs, we should cover this, we should cover Korn, we should cover, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And we just started being like, well, we're going to have some time off. Our guitar player had a baby, so we decided not to go to Europe and tour. We were working on stuff for pre-production for All Hell, and we were like, we're in a studio. do some covers.
Yeah, why not?
I floated the idea to Pure Noise, and they were like, yes, let's do it. And then we did it. We did five songs, and they're all on iTunes. But you could also, we did five live videos. Well, not live. We did music videos for them that I directed. And it came out really fun and really cool. And it's all filmed in the studio that I work at home in. So it's an all-inclusive thing to just make have a really fun summer. And we wanted to do it for last summer so that people can cruise around towards the end of the summer and going back to school and stuff and, like, jam these songs and have fun with it. And it's also, I feel it's a way to help a lot of younger kids realize where we come from. Here's what we listened to growing up. So you might understand Van a little bit more if you listen to these songs. And I think that all was a really good transition between our last record and our new one musically, because we wanted to play more stuff like that, more alternative rock type stuff. So it was all in all a win, but it all happened literally by accident. We just were talking about how we should cover some songs, and then it all kind of just happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool organic thing that we just didn't force. It was just like, all right, well, we're doing it now. So, and everyone was behind it, so it was cool.
Now, are you playing some of these covers live, or?
We were doing Manson, Beautiful People. Yeah. We were doing that every day, but...
You actually made that song scarier.
I was hoping that was the goal. But a lot of these kids, I don't know if they're younger, they just weren't singing along to it. And I was just like, okay. So we stopped playing it for a little while. I think we're going to start playing them again on this tour again. We play them on club tours, and they go off even more than Vanna songs normally, so...
Well, that's also a different crowd. Like, they're coming to see your band among others.
So they know that what we do. So, we'll bring them back, though. I love them. There's still definitely plans to do maybe an Alt 2.0 or something like that. So
Vanna Goes 90s Part 2?
I mean, there's a lot more bands, a lot more songs that we love, so we'd love to do more covers. Because, like, dude, those songs are awesome. Like, of course I want to play those songs. They rule, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe there's Vanna Goes Boston. You never know.
Who knows? Maybe.
Lost for Words, throw out some Junction 18.
We've been talking about covering, like, Therefore I Am, googling, like, all old bands that aren't together anymore songs. So, who knows? Maybe.
Hey, it's in the future.
Yeah.
Davey, thank you so much, man. It's an honor.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, guys.
And there it is, episode 41, now in the books. Thank you again, Davey, for taking the time out of your busy Warp schedule to do a nice interview with us. So, big props to him. As always, we're going to leave you with a song from their latest album, All Hell. Here's Pretty Grim from Vanna. We'll see you Monday. Get my pick!